Howdy.
Howdy, folks.
Welcome back.
Season three.
Season three.
Wow.
Still on ditch.
Still on ditch.
We are still here. We are probably
And we
here.
Is never leaving. We're never going to get on that real.
We're real comfortable here. You know, we had our own seats. Hannah was like, I'm sitting in your seat, Galia.
I was like, I'm sitting in your seat, Galia. Sit in your seat. I'm making it warm.
And she did make it warm, if you know what I mean. This is DJ GT Galit on the track. We have
DJ H Dub,
DJ Lala Cohen,
Lil Ah. And
what's the line?
First, before we get. We're gonna play a quick PSA.
Yeah. So for our PSA today, just really listen and observe.
Don't observe though, because you can't.
Forklift is a non-profit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Wow, that was ASMR.
To my ears.
Should we talk like that?
Should we talk like that?
I feel like I know that man that just spoke.
If that was you, nice voice.
We love your voice.
No, wait, I'm right next to the speaker, so I could really feel the like tingling in my ear.
The saliva like swishing around the mouth.
Yeah.
The mucosa membrane.
Oh.
Of the oral.
Hannah believes in science now.
Oh, yeah. If anybody was here with us last year when we had some conversations, there's an update.
So, I don't know. We've always been pro-vax, right? But we had some conversations, not Galia. We've had some conversations like about it, like, maybe I won't get the flu shot, like whatever, like sus. But update, Galia's never gotten vaccinated before, but
that's not true. Fake news.
But I am officially pro-vax. I'm officially pro-vax. I'm not.
Can you explain why?
No longer am I questioning that I did get the COVID shot and the flu shot. And yesterday, you know, we're in our immune system topic in anatomy. And I learned how beautiful and amazing actually vaccines are and good for you. And it's really good.
So y'all should actually join this vaccine study.
Oh.
Are you allowed to promote this?
I don't know.
Just don't say their name.
I'm not going to say the details, but if you know, you know. Get that vaccine through the NIH for mono.
Wait, what's NIH? I already had mono, I think.
Oh, but that's so you can get the vaccine and get $2,000. That's all the details I can share.
Wait, I wonder how that works if you have like
too many mono.
You have the antibodies. Too many antibodies.
Oh, or else Fauci will come after me.
Fauci.
So, yeah, just.
Well, maybe all you should get it.
No, I'm not allowed to get it because it's a conflict of interest.
Oh.
Because I know Fauci. Yeah, $2,000.
Oh.
My sister thought that you would really love it because, like, you're like nurse.
Yeah, I would love it. Sure. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it too. I'm sorry. Okay.
I hope I didn't do anything illegal there.
But yeah, science is real. Science is real. And what do you think about this, Galia?
About science being real?
Science being real and...
I mean, it's not like I was ever anti-vax.
Right.
I want to really put that out there.
You don't sound like you're sincere.
I was not anti-vax. I just would never
Anti-flu shot, I feel like, is different than anti-vax.
I just would never out of my way... And this is partially like a me problem. Like, I don't really like to like plan, like I don't like to make appointments for things.
Right.
But you don't even have to. You can just walk in.
I know, but like I just like.
But like go out of your way to walk in.
Yeah, like go out of my way.
I didn't go out of my way.
That was my situation like, this year.
Unless then, someone like literally came up to me and was like, I'm going to give you the flu shot right here, right now. I wouldn't like.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
And then it's like flu season's over, and I've made it this far, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I've probably not gotten the flu in a harmful way to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
I think the flu, whatever.
It's still.
But saying like anti-vax is like has different
implications. Yeah, no, I am for like pro all the other stuff. Vax. Like, don't get like we don't have measles anymore.
Yeah.
And what's the one? I think I got one recently for like ovarian cancer. Uh-oh. Like that sucks.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know there was a vax for that. That's good.
So also AIDS. Have your what about raw milk? Are you still on that?
Oh, I haven't learned about that yet. So,
wait, you don't learn about that nutrition?
On that.
What?
In nutrition?
No, we never learned about raw.
Oh, they're like
unless we did. I don't think
no, I don't think they did because it's not like something that people talked about until like this past year. It's not like
wait, when
in the textbooks.
People, I actually my good friend from middle school, her mom was on the like anti-milk train.
Anti-milk or pro raw milk?
Oh wait, pro raw milk. But then she went to like anti-milk.
Right.
Okay.
It's like a spectrum. Like, I mean, it's a journey.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. It's a journey.
It's one of those words.
And it's
I just think raw milk is like milk. It's something. It's got to do with the fascists. Like they're the ones promoting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like wait, what's that guy? RFK.
Yeah.
You know that he came out with a new. You probably heard about this. A new like my plate. Food group thing.
Oh yeah, oh, really? He put meat at the top of the food pyramid.
Wait, what?
And like avocado.
She finally fell off the chair. Oh my god, that's
no.
Are you okay?
This is a hazard.
Spencer? Oh wait, no, it's not Spencer anymore.
Tape.
Oh, who is it? Tape dispenser. No. I miss you.
Wait, who replaced him?
I think her name is Ella Valentine.
Ella Valentine.
That's not as fun to say.
Wait, so tape what do you think they do on Valentine's Day?
Probably celebrate their family.
Probably that's when they have their family reunions. Okay. This just in. We should play a song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This just in. Welcome to Freak Folks.
Don't be afraid, don't say it. kid, a sleepy kisser, a pretty war. With feelings hid, she begs me not to miss her. She says forever to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However, you might feel tonight is real. When I forget how to talk, I'll sing. Won't you please bring that flash to shine and turn my eyes red unless they close. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. Just climb aboard the tracks of the trains on. In my fragile family tree, and watch me floating inches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. I warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream float like leaves and freeze to spread. Skeleton wings I passed through before I knew you. I believe it's just because Daddy's payday is not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because Daddy's payday is not enough. Kisser, a pretty war with feelings hid. You know she begs me not to hit her.
Hey.
Hello. Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, folks.
We have a new segment that we're going to do.
Yeah, now. We're trying out something new.
And now.
So, folks, this game is called Do You Agree?
And who said it?
Do you agree?
And do you agree?
And sign here if you agree.
Sign here if you agree.
So, folks, here's how this is going to go. I'm going to say an inspirational quote, and my comrades are going to tell me if they agree or not. And then I will get them, but they don't know that yet.
What does that mean?
The writer is the engineer of the human soul. Do you agree?
I don't know if I agree.
The engineer? I would say they are one of them.
I'll disagree.
You disagree? Good, because Stalin said it.
Oh, thank God. I would never agree with him.
He's a very disagreeable
Next.
Guy.
Next. Okay, so we won that round.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wait, so you guys both get a point. You guys get a point.
Okay.
And if you agree and it's someone bad, I get a point.
Okay.
Okay. Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself.
Agree.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Take one more second to think about it.
Say it again.
Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself.
I agree.
Well, gotcha, Adolf motherfucker.
No!
Hitler said it.
No.
So do you agree?
So he didn't compare himself to anybody?
Wow. Yeah, that's why he was so full of himself. That's how he was able to do all that.
So okay, we can say it.
We can say the H word. Good job, guys. So does that mean I get a point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Beep.
That's why we got digital. Wait, how do we do the beep?
We don't have it.
One, two.
But .
Oh, yeah. We don't have it.
Okay, folks. Sorry. Just give me one moment. The processing system is... This is... Okay.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
She just mouthed to us.
I lost the plot.
Okay, wait.
Okay, yeah, I got another one for y'all. Okay.
Okay.
Do you agree to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens? Do you agree?
To conquer a nation.
Like, do first. I agree with doing that? Or do I agree that that's part of conquering a nation?
Like, do you agree?
To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. I agree. To conquer a nation, I got
it. Yeah, if you're conquering a nation, yeah.
No, wait, like, but do you agree with that sentiment?
Oh. To conquer a nation?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, good, because...
Who said it?
It was Hitler again. Sorry, I was just on the Hitler website. We can stop talking about him. Okay, and I have another good one for y'all, okay. Here, folks. Two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. Do you agree?
I agree.
I don't agree.
Oh okay. Well... Albert Einstein said it. So.
Yes, sir! I won!
Aaron
gets
a point.
I get a point.
Yeah, he's kind of goated.
He's goated. Goofy and goated, aw.
Oh, okay. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams.
Did Hitler say that?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, King Jong-un said it.
There's no way that's
just
real.
Just kidding, it was Dr. Seuss.
Oh. Okay. Well, he wasn't a good person either, apparently.
But he was cool.
But he was like, cool. Yeah, I guess he was cool.
Like, he did a lot of good stuff.
Okay, but here's another ambiguous one.
Yeah.
If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I think so. Well, what does that even mean? Inferior.
Yeah, that's the part I just don't agree with. Like,
his what inferiors. No one's like, inferior.
It's like, yeah. Why are you even saying it? They're inferior?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, who are the inferiors? His wife?
Frick this man.
I guess he's saying, them are saying, like, if you're in power, like, how you treat the people below you versus the people that you
like
work
money
with.
And, Okay, yeah.
Sure.
I so agree. You both agree?
Yeah.
Well, you guys can decide if this person is someone you want to agree with or not.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Bit of a problematic one.
Yeah.
Right? Why'd not as bad as, like, Stalin. But
well, she probably said that.
I mean, that's up to your interpretation.
Do you think she said it in a positive or negative way?
Well, like, probably why positive. Would she say something so, like, that sounds like such a thing a man would say. Like, it's a, like, she said man.
But, oh. Wait,
like,
she
isn't
said,
her whole thing that she's like a feminist?
No, but like,
obviously like a bad feminist. But like, why would she say such a male centric?
Because she's probably because she's a feminist, but a bad feminist.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a good
Screw
one.
Screw you.
I may be drunk, miss, but in the morning I will be sober, and you will still be ugly.
Yes.
Yes. You want to take a guess on who said that? Maybe. You would never expect it.
Britney Spears.
Bernie Sanders.
Give me another one. Think bigger.
Big.
Hillary Clinton.
Michelle Obama.
Close.
Michelle Obama.
Kamala.
Well, Winston Churchill said that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait, that's so funny.
No way.
It's true.
Winston Churchill.
That's Winston good. Winston Goon said it.
Wait, that's... He's a queen.
Yeah, he's a queen. I thought that was like a TikTok sound.
That's a TikTok sound?
And when I wake up, you'll still be ugly. Like, do you know what I feel like?
Probably that's totally probably where he got it from.
Or maybe that's where... Oh, wow. These are really funny. Anyone else have some on the top of their head?
Quotes?
No. Yeah. That maybe you like really like live by? Mm.
Yeah, what do you think about quotes?
I kind of love them. Because it's like something to like, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like them when they're good, but I just don't remember things like that.
Yeah, I know. I don't have like a quote that I like know in my
One
head.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah, something, but it's just like they're all so out of context probably. Like, you're mm-hmm. probably missing so much mm-hmm. of like the, like where it came from.
Yeah, when you just like hear the quote.
But like all in midair is the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, maybe like they were just talking about, like, maybe Hitler was just talking about out of context.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I feel like every just, like, every quote just with no context, I kind of find automatically, like, cringe because I don't have the context. I'm like, dang, it's just a quote that's inspirational, but, like, I don't even know what it's talking about. Cringe.
I can't believe Kim Jong-un said that about, you know, you're in love.
Wait, no, he did it. It was Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
I was just trying to be, yeah.
That's honestly so cute. Imagining him, like, awake at night, like, blushing and smiling. And he's, like, rubbing his feet together.
Okay, so we're going to play another song now.
Thanks for listening to
Thanks
this
for
segment.
That segment. Let us
Do
know
you
if you want to...
Comment
agree?
Down below if this segment is a flop or a pop.
Or a pop.
Detesto verte lejos, al igual que estar acá, que por encima de mi sangre, por encima de quien soy. Thank you.
fuego artificial. Detesto ver de lejos al igual que estar acá.
Por encima de... strange how little things can send you down that road now. All your cures been put away, you've no control now. Better off but for today, you're on the road down. It's always been
words don't come easily to me. I notice you don't have that problem. It sounds to me you cannot stop them. I'm polite, I look you in the eye and take the wind that never ever dies, blowing up your contradictions. You're the hero and eternal victim. So it all comes down to you. The earth, the stars, the sun and moon. Two good ears, one on either side your head. I notice you don't care to use them. I said I noticed that you never use them. Someone's got a story they begin to tell. You got to take a stand if it's going over well. You cut them off and it's forgotten. Buddy, you can always top them. Your pride in knowing everything. Don't it come with a little sting? Loneliness. Eventually, every room you clear, with all that noise to prove that you are here, a silent spell, it's your biggest fear. If it ever comes, you might disappear. Don't you know you have it backwards? But in the distance, you're just talking faster. Ground and realize why you're all alone.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing. Did me no good, no how, no how. That's why I can't love you now. That's why I can't love you. Didn't know.
nobody, no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I
diamond necklace played the pawn, and a handsome drum de la woke to a handsome man at baton. Up blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Brush the backdrop.
awaken me. Dim chandelier, awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, the costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swarm.
Okay, so
folks,
we just had a schedule change. We just moved some things around, and our new
update
time will
new
be
time.
Thursdays
at 5 p.m.
every week.
See you there. This was just a little interim moment.
Yeah, like it's silly.
They're
week.
Waiting for us. We got to get out.
Yeah.
So bye, guys.
Gotta go.